Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And honey.
How you doing, dude? I haven't seen you in so long. You've been fucking MIA somewhere.
Yeah, I was.
Maybe an MI.
Kicking it in Michigan.
Yeah, I think that's a Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
Skanking around.
Were you actually dancing?
No.
Okay, that's what the skank is.
Oh.
Yeah, like skanking, it's like that, like, it's almost like a two-step.
Meant being dirty.
Like punk, okay. Like punk kids used to do that, ska kids. Oh. Skank was a big thing. I think it comes from like a 50s style dance.
Oh, where you look like you're kind of running?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, skanking.
It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I didn't.
So you were doing that all around Michigan?
I was dancing a lot, yeah.
No, how was your trip? I haven't talked to you at all. This is nice. You were like, hey, hit me up if you want to have a cigarette. I was like, no, I'll just wait for the podcast.
Yeah, you're like, I don't care.
And now I do care. I just wanted I wanted to get my first impressions instead of trying to retell stuff. And I'm like, oh, here's the same joke I made that made you laugh hard then, but not now. And I don't sound as funny.
Which is a weird part of our friendship.
Yeah, well, let's stop doing the show. We can hang out all the time, bro.
Just hanging out all day, baby.
We got to save content.
Well, it was picturesque because it was like the pretty beach towns of fucking West Michigan.
Yeah, so I don't even know if you guys know, but Tony went beaching.
Yeah, I went. I was hard on that beach.
Which blew my mind because I've never seen Tony swim.
Yeah, I said, where's my sandals?
I knew he liked showers. so like he's obviously not opposed to water.
Oh, dude, I'm like a fish.
Yeah, really?
Like big fish, yeah.
Like big fish.
Yeah.
That's
what they call me. They say, hey, big fish.
Yeah, and then everyone in your life fucking coasts your body across their arms.
Mm-hmm. Grouper.
Isn't that the end of big fish?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to Michigan for the beaches.
Sure.
Just mind-blowing, because you hate the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are not you're a fan of when it's nice out, but when it's cool. And you're by an ocean, which is humid, which
no.
You hate humidity.
Mm-mm.
It was dry heat.
It was perfect temperatures on Earth. Clear days, 15-mile-an-hour wind every day, 75 to 80.
Wow.
It was fucking perfect.
That is nice.
Never broke a hard sweat.
So you didn't have sex the whole vacation.
Walked my ass off, dude. Didn't break a hard sweat.
Right on. That's
and I
cool.
wear my sex bandana that keeps my sweats away
from
my brow.
Yeah, you got to get the brow.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that dry. It's the only thing dry.
I wear my beard net.
Ew. God, that's a sight. But yeah, I was just very blown away that you're like, yeah, we're going to the beach for our vacation.
Yep.
I was like, was that your call?
Freshwater beach, mind you, not fucking saltwater beach.
Oh, yeah, because it's a
which
lake.
Which is bullshit.
It's a lake.
Saltwater beaches are bullshit.
Yeah, the oceans.
The water's full of horse shit, and it tastes like it's salt. You know, gross.
Oh, no, it doesn't, I don't know, salt water doesn't taste like salt. It just tastes like death.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I hate it.
Pond
Anyways.
Water, by the way, delicious.
Ew.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was like, I don't think you should be drinking fucking lake
Bring
water.
In, like, fucking 100, like, 300-foot fucking, like, white sand beaches.
Wow, white
perfectly
sand.
Perfectly clear. Fucking, look at them. There's big old kites we saw flying.
That sand looks regular.
That's not regular.
That looks regular.
Look at that sky. Fucking
that
bright
does,
blue sky.
That does. It looks like Lake Erie.
Perfect, but bigger and better. I got interviewed by the local news about a puddle.
I'm sorry.
I was coming out of this beautiful cafe.
Okay.
Because we're at this cafe.
You want to shout them out?
Yeah. Freaking, I don't know what it's called.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking.
It was a cafe with like millions of flowers in it.
Okay.
So it looked like a jungle cafe.
Okay, so jungle cafe.
We're at the jungle cafe, and we go to leave,
yeah.
And this news reporter lady was like, look at this giant-ass puddle.
Oh, I thought you were going to be...
And I was like, look at that damn-ass puddle there.
I thought you meant, you're like, hey, look at this giant-ass. Excuse me?
Excuse me, lady.
Are you?
I'm with my lady. I don't need you calling me a giant-ass.
Are you filming this?
And we walk by, and I'm just so nice and sweet that she's like, excuse me, hey, would you want to talk for like a minute about this giant-ass puddle? And I was like, would I?
What? Okay, give me a backstory on this puddle.
There was major flooding in St. Joseph, Michigan because of like, I don't know, flooding. The earthquakes.
Jesus.
The tsunamis.
You must have been a great interview.
Oh, it was good. And so she's like, have you ever spoke to people? I was like, what? Who, me?
Hungry still. Eat flowers from Jungle Cafe.
Coffee, not food. so the whole road, it was this big road. and it was like a fucking foot of water, and people were just blasting through it. The full length of the road for like 20 feet was like a foot of water. It was wild.
Okay.
A lot of water. I watched it for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Probably why they're like, man, intrigued by a giant puddle.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir, are you autistic?
Sir, did you lose a kite or something in the puddle?
Yeah.
You dropped a quarter?
Very intent on finding something in there. Maybe the meaning of life? I'm not sure.
And she was like, you just want to do a little interview about like how bad this puddle is and like how wild it is? I was like,
did you tape your coverage?
Huh? I didn't ask her for a copy of it.
Well, I mean, like, did you like go online and see your interview?
No. Uh-uh.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
You should definitely do that screen cap and post that to Instagram.
Think about
like,
what you would
famous.
Say if an interviewer said, hold this mic.
Tony showed me the picture, and it looks like he's reporting. Like, no one else is around him. It's just him in front of this fucking puddle.
Yep.
And he's holding the microphone like a news anchor.
And I'm holding it in the perfect spot. She's like, that's great, right there. Right there. Little lower.
And
perfect.
He's using his hands, too.
Oh, yeah. Giving descriptions with my hands, I go, to my left
is the puddle.
You can tell there's a massive puddle gathered here.
So wait, so why'd she want to talk to you about the puddle? Because you were looking at it for so long?
No, not at all. She didn't. That was the day before I was noticing it, because we went to the cafe twice.
You spent 2 days looking at a fucking puddle.
No, today the puddle was less. But yesterday
and
it
was
worse.
More bummed.
I was bummed that it was less, because yesterday it was way more wild. And so she said her interview question was,
you got buckets of water with you trying to refill it.
Yesterday when you saw the puddle, how much worse was it? I go, Karen, it was much worse than yesterday. It was at least a foot deep in the highest points. It could have easily flooded a vehicle. And she goes, would you have said that this puddle could have caused damage to cars? I go, I just said it could flood a vehicle, you idiot.
Did you shout out the show?
What? Oh, I said, I'm on my way to record a award-winning podcast called I Can't Read. EYE Can't Read. Hey, Court, be there in a minute. Hold my frap.
So you didn't?
No.
Damn,
it was like
bro.
Four questions. She's like, do you have anything else to add about the puddle? And I was literally like, no. I mean, I watched it for a while. It's a big puddle.
Dude, all right, so you're that.
This is all real.
Like, at least, like, you are, like, the innocent bystander walking away. Be like, holy shit, my 15 minutes of fame is finally here.
Why the fuck would I think that?
I'm going to shine so bright. And this lady's like, I went to journalism school, and I'm covering a fucking puddle.
No, that's the saddest part. It's like, this girl was, like, alone. She pulled this rig out of her trunk. She taking notes about a puddle.
There was no cameraman.
It was just her. It was her in her Toyota Camry.
She's not a real
reporter.
She's
straight up a fucking real reporter, but she,
what
I guaranteed,
channel?
Fucking probably like GBTN News.
Gotta be something news.
Let's see. Let me see.
Yeah, look it up. I'm going to find your...
ABC 57 News, St. Right. Joseph.
Let's see here.
Well, it might not be St. Joseph.
ABC,
I don't know.
ABC, what was it? 50 what?
57 News.
57 News.
Michigan.
Yeah, let's go real deep. Michigan.
That's where the action, you know, and I was like, and that's where
what day was this? Don't give me, that's how the cookie crumbles.
And I was like, yeah, the buck stops here.
You gotta come up with some type of cool fucking pun though.
When was that? That was Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Wednesday or Thursday. Let's see. County news. So this is the county. All right, we're getting somewhere now.
Yeah.
Intersection at Michigan Street and Western closed down due to improvement project. That's probably not you.
No.
I'm looking for, like, bright, shining star boy in front of puddle. I'm just hoping.
Fat guy in cutoff jeans talks about puddle.
You weren't even in jeans. You were in fucking basketball shorts.
Cutoff jeans.
Oh, wow, you were.
Yeah.
Those are so dark.
I know. They're a dark blend.
I don't think it's going to be under top stories.
No, probably not. I don't think so.
Maybe, do you think weather?
Or never actually aired.
That's what I'm thinking. Because
she's reporting a fucking puddle.
Maybe she was just trying to get like sweeps week.
Well, she was like, dude, I'm going to do like 7 stories this week. Maybe they'll run one.
Let's see. Man dies in motorcycle accident.
It's just a puddle, bro.
Not you. A warm and mainly dry weekend. God, this is some heavy hitting news. That's a top story.
That's top right there. She was so happy with me. She was like, thank you so much for doing this. I was like, oh, no problem. I have very little to do today.
Let's see. I don't know if they're going to have it, man.
God damn. Didn't even air.
Officials are seeking any information regarding a giant puddle. No, I'm kidding. It's police impersonator.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. I really wish I could find this because I really want to see your interview. Did Courtney not tape you?
No, she wasn't there. She was fucking...
Who took that picture?
She was there. This is the end. This is me saying bye, signing off.
You're not
Yeah, I'm signing off. I said, this is Tony Sansonetti, signing off.
That's insane.
I know.
You live a fucking wild life, bro. How else was the vacation? What else did you do?
Well, besides reporting on that puddle.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of giant, like, 100-foot kites fly in the air. There was, like, 10 of them, dude. It was absolutely awesome. The dude had them anchored with, like, sandbags.
I guess when you don't drink, like...
Yeah, everything has to be a little exciting.
Well, no, you're just like, I reported on a puddle. I fucking watched some kites for 4 hours. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, I just got shit-faced and looked at the beach, I guess.
Oh, God, I hate you.
What?
I mean, I guess if I was wasted, I would have, what, bailed on all that stuff and looked for dead bodies and fucking, like, extreme sports? What are you talking about?
Did you go in the water?
Yeah.
How was that?
Cold. Very cold, dude.
I reported on that as well.
The Lake of Michigan had a cold front in, and it was fucking 50 degrees. Okay. Went up to about my knees, and I was like, I'm going to get hypothermia. And then they're like, warning, you could get hypothermia.
Wow.
From the water. Wear a scuba suit. And I was like, I don't got a scuba suit. All I got is these damn trunks.
Fucking look like the like Danny DeVito in Batman Returns.
But then we kicked it in the hotel pool.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah, but the ocean. Oh, yeah. The lake was fucking freezing.
You said that there was a like an indoor water park.
Oh, yeah. There were slides, and there was a lazy river with tubes. And you
I take it you were on the lazy river mostly?
No, mainly chilled in the grotto.
The what?
Grotto.
What's that?
It's like Hugh Hefner's grotto. It's like covered with rocks and has like a little waterfall that falls on you all the time. And it's like warmer than the regular pool.
Oh, so kind of like
a spa.
Okay, right on. Yeah. You're pouring fucking water on hot coals.
Yeah, yeah. Just sizzling in there, chilling it up.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Okay,
I don't really
well.
Think that. There's probably something like, hey, take your picture as a news anchor in Michigan.
No. She's real.
I don't know.
I swear.
There's no.
Okay, just because it didn't make the news doesn't mean it didn't happen.
It seemed okay.
It seemed what, man? You got what more do you need? I'm plugged in. The mic's plugged in. You can see the cord.
Let me see. That's a fake mic.
Give me that, motherfucker. It was heavy. It was a thick mic. Felt like two or three cheeseburgers worth of mic.
At least. What else? So other than kites and puddles.
Big kites, puddles. We chilled at the skipway and just watched boats come and go, like big old $1 million fucking
yachts
and shit. Yeah, like that was fun. Watched all the wave runners I wish I owned. Everyone I saw, I was like, Courtney, wave runner. She goes, I know.
Why do you want a wave runner?
I'd love to have a jet ski. That'd be so dope.
How come?
Because it's awesome. It's like a motorcycle on the water.
Again, I just don't see you in the water much.
Okay, bud, listen. We don't take baths together. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to take a bath together, but we could go to like a lake.
Why would you go to a little shit lake?
But you went to a big shit lake.
It's awesome there.
Yeah.
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 I wouldn't ride my wave runner at fucking Mogador Reservoir.
I don't think you're allowed.
I wouldn't rip it in there.
Oh,
no.
That's some gross ass
water.
We could
go to like West Branch or Tappan.
Tappan. I don't even know what that, any of these
another
are.
Another lake.
Yeah. I'm sure you're fucking big into
I'm
lakes
all
right
lakes,
now. Yeah,
bro.
Any other puddles I can look at?
And I've liked wave runners forever because they're awesome.
Yeah. Your uncle had one, right?
Yeah.
You always used to ride
Got
that.
Got to shred that bad boy.
Fucking dry, what's it called? Dry revving it. Just wrecking the engine.
Ran it on land.
Just sand right through it. God damn it. Bob, your son's an asshole.
How'd you hit the sandbar?
God, I'm having a good time.
This is fun times. Saw a pirate ship that shot its cannon off.
A real pirate ship.
Yeah. Saw a drudging like thing. Like it was drilling holes. That was fun. Ate a bunch of dope food.
What was the dopest food?
Dopest food was probably...
Do you have any seafood?
No.
Come on, dude. Right next to the ocean, the lakes.
What?
Some lake shrimp.
Fresh pike.
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe some trout.
Well, I was going to get some fish fry one day, but then I was like, nah.
You like fish, because I remember Duffy's used to have that fucking all-you-can-eat fish. Like, dude, let's do it. I'm like, ew, gross fish, too. Like, we don't live anywhere near...
I know.
Water.
I do like fish, but
I hate fish.
I got a deep dish Chicago pizza. I've never had that with the sauce on top.
On top, yeah. I've never had one either. We went to a place in Chicago, like the most famous one, and it was like, about 2.5 hour wait. And I was like, I'm going to fucking Chipotle.
No, this was a good 10-minute wait. It was nice.
Yeah, it was called like Geppetto's.
Geppetto's.
Yeah.
This was Gino's.
Okay.
Yeah. These places are unreal, though. It's like a millionaire's paradise because everyone there that lives there. It just
Are you broke now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So I throw all my money in that puddle, wishing for fucking more money.
threw $20 bills in.
Yeah. I figure, like, a coin, why not fucking bills?
I just like water.
Clearly, and I never knew this about
you. I guess I never went to Lake Erie with you, because I'll just sit and stare at the water for, like, hours, like I'm kind of, like, handicapped. Like, just, like,
I think we talked about this. I would sit on a dock, very sleepy, very mm-hmm. tired. And if you sit out with your legs in the water at the end of the dock and just watch the water come at you, you feel like you're, like, moving.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was really a neat experience.
You can do that at Edgewater Park in Lake Erie.
I did that in Mogador fucking Reservoir.
Gross. It's piss and shit water. But
it is, but, you know, I only have my feet in there. Just kicking around little turds and shit.
Little turd, yeah. Get out of here, little minnow.
Yeah, hey, oh, that's poop.
It was fun. We did a... Went to a bunch of cool shops.
Is there like a boardwalk?
Oh, tons of them.
Okay, did you do any cool games?
Oh, yeah, we played some games. We went to an arcade, went to mini golfs.
What kind of games on the boardwalk? Like, were you doing the dart balloons?
Oh, no, not on the boardwalk. There was just walking on the boardwalk.
Oh, they didn't have like the parlor games?
It wasn't
games?
The monster ones. It was like thin ones to a lighthouse and then a lookout point.
I understand what you're saying.
So we went like down like, not like four or five of those.
It's not like a boardwalk where there's shops and...
No, okay. You're not riding bikes all over it and shit.
Yeah, because like when we went to...
there's a balloon vendor.
Where's... We were like Atlantic City, I think.
And they have a big like...
A huge boardwalk, yeah, all monster. Wood and stuff like that. Yeah. Skating through it all and stuff. Oh, and then there's like... I mean, dude, it's huge. But yeah, just like bars and like parlor games and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, these were all just sort of like the inlays where people pull in and out the no wake zones, they all had lighthouses that shot out like 300 feet.
So you walked all those? Did you visit every lighthouse?
That we could.
Did you get keychains from every lighthouse?
No.
Why not?
Because the vendors on the beach are fucking, they're swill merchants, dude. She's like, hey, it's a t-shirt that says Marble Beach. Oh, how much? $49. I go, it's made of cotton. And
was it
polyester. It's not even pure cotton.
Well, was it printed or was it?
It was printed.
Oh, wow.
It's not embroidered.
Well, no, I thought it might have been airbrushed.
No.
To where I'm like, well, that could have taken someone like
an hour or so. Straight up, just like those ones that you see, like, here's St. Joseph, South Beach.
Did you get one of those stickers that have like...
Like that, yeah.
Like IHO or
no,
fucking...
No,
no. You didn't?
Uh-uh.
You didn't get a Salt Life sticker?
We didn't get any of that. Salt Life. It's not a salt water. Yeah. Yeah, fucking no Salt Life.
I hate the
life?
Motherfuckers that have... Like, I see so many in Akron, Ohio, and I'm like, are you referring to the winters when we have salt on the roads?
I'm getting like salt. You eat salty things at the beach?
Yeah.
The freshwater beach?
Not even that. We don't, like, dude, Lake Erie isn't even that close to us. And I see Salt Life so goddamn much. I'm like, what fucking waves are you catching?
We drove by a nuclear reactor.
That's cool.
That's
fun. I've driven by that same one because we recorded in, it's gigantic.
Yeah.
It looks so tight.
Yeah.
I have a picture of it on my phone, but I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took fucking 19.
It's fantastic.
But, yeah, when we were going to record Leota's album, we passed that because it was in Flintish?
I thought it was Perry County.
Well, no, we were going to Flint, so we drove through the same area you did, obviously, because we were going to Michigan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we went to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Neat.
That's cute. We saw, what the fuck else?
How many piles of puke did he come back from Catball?
None.
Wow.
Guess he was a good boy. Didn't lick himself and choke on his food.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you guys take Daisy with you?
No. Because her sister was there the whole time.
Did she park in your driveway?
No, she doesn't drive, so there was no extra car.
Oh, I was like, dude, those animals are dead.
No one's at that house.
But Josie and I, I'm like, we saw a car one time. It was Sunday when they left or whenever.
There was a red one?
Yeah, no, it was like beige.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, and that was the last time we saw a car. I'm like, I hope she took Daisy and just gave Paul an open
a
bag.
A mountain of food,
yeah. Just open the bag, be like, have at it, bro.
God, his turds.
Well, that's good to hear. Man, yeah, I was like,
no,
Cat Paul is
totally taken care of.
Eating Daisy.
Yeah, thanks.
By now.
Thanks for reaching out when you were worried about the
I figured like you guys would have been reaching out to her, like, hey, how are things going? And if she's like, oh, I haven't been there in 2 days, shit's been wild, you know? And then you'd be like, Paul, please.
No, it was like, you
feed the cat
there.
And dog. Okay, cool. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's like every day I'm like, dude, there's no way I wouldn't catch the car there once this whole fucking week.
Yeah.
I was like, but he hasn't hit me up, so I'm sure everything's fine. But for it's not fucking, hey, man, I'm on vacay. Things are fun.
Oh, we also went to the largest Cabela's on Earth.
Whoa,
Cabela's is like a hunter, like a sporting goods store.
Yeah, there's a place in West Virginia that we refer to as Cabela Town
because
it's built around a Cabela's. Like everything is like the economy is based on Cabela's.
This Cabela's was its own community. It had a substation for the police
in there. Yeah, yeah.
It had bear statues that were 30 feet tall.
What?
It had a mountain inside of it with yaks and fucking coyotes.
Could you climb
and fucking
it?
Wolves. No, it was just like a huge taxidermy fucking like art sculpture.
Yikes.
With waterfalls on it. There was a fucking aquarium you could walk through. There was like a fucking 50-foot aquarium with giant fish in it. I was like, is this a store or a museum? And it literally was like, here's Dick Cabela and the caribou that he shot. And it shows the caribou right in front. You're like,
how old's Dick Cabela?
He died, but he's
dead as hell.
Killed fucking lions and tigers and
those
bears.
Are all his kills.
They're literally like, here's a picture of him after he killed it, and there it is in front of you.
And there's the 30-foot bear he took down with his bare hands.
I go, wow. It's like, hey, he shot an elephant. There's the elephant. I'm like, mother of God, that's an elephant. It
was this
wild.
Like the first Cabela's or something?
It's like, I think it's, I don't know if it's the flagship or the first or just the biggest, but okay. It has like a ton of his shit in it.
Yeah.
There's a gun museum and library in it. There's a fucking entire section just for boats, just for fishing, just for fucking. It was wild.
Just for fucking?
Just for fucking, dude. If you want to fuck in a tent. Tent condoms.
It sounds like you had a good time.
It was wild, yeah.
Is this your favorite
time.
Vacation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have many vacations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess like to rate them all, you'd be like, well, this one was the only one I've been on.
I mean,
so.
Yeah, this is like, not yeah, it's the only like well, kind of long one.
Yeah, but say adult vacations, you've had the camping.
Yeah.
And this one.
Well, yeah.
Is that really the only adult vacations? Well, you went to fucking some show with Bob for like 3 days.
Yeah, festivals. I went to Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo, yeah. But this was like a whole week, right?
That's about it, yeah.
5 days?
Yeah.
Were you, like, excited to come home?
We both were. We were like, yeah, this bed sucks ass. Let's go. It was a king-size bed. It was nice, but, like, it was firm, motherfucker. I was like, is this built on pallets? Like,
yeah, the...
God damn.
When Josie and I went to Boulder, we stayed... That's, like, we're our first king that we stayed in.
Yeah.
Changed my life. She was like, we have to get one of these one day.
It's an incredible size of a bed, but mine is so much softer because it's, like, a
this
pillow
top. This
one
was pretty nice.
Oh, no, this one was just stiff.
Well, did you get, like, was it like a nice hotel?
Oh, yeah, it was a
like
fancy Fairfield Marriott.
Okay, Marriott.
Yeah, so like 3 out of 5, star.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
Mid-level hotel.
Ours
like,
had kind of like a low rating, but it was at the foothills of the Rockies.
Yeah, it's
like
good.
Right past the fucking Ironborn or the Iron Plates. I don't know what this is called. The Flatirons, that's what it is. Yeah. That place was fucking tight.
Did they get free breakfast?
Okay, so I walk in, and I'm like, well, first off, I was like, damn, we should have got a room with a mini fridge. And I was like, oh, shit, well, it says, like, upon request, you can get a room with a, you can get a mini fridge. And so I pick up the phone and start dialing. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, calling the front desk, getting a mini fridge. She's like, idiot. There's ones with, there's rooms with
they're
them.
They're fetching one and bringing
they're
it
not going
to
fucking
here's
cart
your dolly.
One. Yeah. And I was like. Right on.
Cool. Oh, so they don't just pick these up.
Bro, just hang up that phone. And then we go down.
I have a mini fridge brought in.
Yeah, she's like, what are you doing?
What, do you want a safe as well, you lunatic?
And then we go down for breakfast because there's like a huge like open area and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's free breakfast. You guys have a menu? He was like, oh, the bagels and oranges are over there, sir.
There's a quart of milk if you'd like it.
Yeah, he's like, the chef isn't in yet. For lunch that you pay for.
There's your bananas and oranges.
Yeah, go ahead and carb and fruit up, dude.
Dude, this was dope. Like, they had make your own waffles, which we did. They had fucking eggs and bacon.
You mean
or,
like the press?
Yeah, well, like the, yeah, you put it down and spin it over.
Yeah, like you pour the shit in the mix. Yeah.
It was fun. And then there's like fresh fruit, and then there's eggs and bacon and sausage and egg, you know, egg McMuffins. I meant to say English muffins. Had one of those.
They had some McMuffins there.
The McMuffins?
I had a McRib. Like, I'm like, were you at McDonald's? Yeah, we paid for it,
too.
We
just went to McDonald's every morning. And like omelets and stuff. Like, it was cool.
That is tight. That's a nice spread.
It was, and like if you wanted that bullshit oatmeal and grits, you could get that, too.
Yeah, almost every hotel I've ever stayed at, it's always been like, yeah, here's some bagels. You might get cream cheese, probably not, mainly just butter. And there's flies everywhere. The fruit's got to be who knows how old.
Stop going to fucking like one-star motels.
No, it's not motels. It'll be like a Best
Step
Western.
It up, bro. Yeah, I'm not going to Red Roof Inn.
Best Western's
ain't
bad. That's
where you get murdered.
Fucking, no, I've stayed in hotels that it's like, that might be dry blood.
That's probably common blood.
I don't even know. But yeah, that's cool, man. I'm happy that you had a good time.
Yeah, I had fun. It was by far the most successful trip I've taken.
Yeah, made it there and back and had a good time.
And honestly, stupid perfect weather. It was like our heat wave was also a heat wave for them.
Right.
And then it dissipated, but because it was coastal,
You had more wind.
It was so nice and windy, even though it stepped up to like 80, 81 at the end of the day. Like, it was so fucking perfect.
That's neat.
Yeah. Okay, enough about that.
Yeah, I didn't do too much, you know?
Yeah.
Just nope. Taking care of the house.
Did you see any big puddles, though? Or,
you know, yeah, we were fresh out of big puddles. I was kept looking for reporters, but
like
couldn't
find any.
Like a stick
that fell or something,
yeah,
maybe?
Anything cool?
Anything go on while
not
I was
a single
gone?
Car went through a puddle, huh? No water, though. We haven't gotten any water in the basement. That's refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah, it calmed down on the monsoon rain.
Yeah, finally. I just got some news here. Chapter 2 runtime confirmed by director. Half an hour longer than the first movie.
What was that put it at?
Ooh, I think like 2 hours and change. So this is going to probably be close to 3.
Jesus.
Let me check.
They've really got to wrap that story up, you know?
I mean, it's a thick book, so it makes sense. I don't have IMDb on this motherfucker. Oh, there it is.
Come on.
Yeah, that kind of makes me excited. I'm excited just to see the older cast and see where all that's going. And I really hope they do the whole turtle thing, because I like the turtle.
I saw a bunch of cool turtles, too.
And I like them. In Michigan.
Yeah. Big old tortoise. Baby tortoise. Oh, we went to a state fair.
Big old tortoise, baby tortoise.
We went to a state fair and pet a bunch of fucking horses and cows.
I fucking hate fairs.
It was not my favorite place to be.
2 hours and 15 minutes, so that means it's going to be 2 hours 45. So almost 3.
Yeah. I do like the corn dogs at the fair. That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, the food isn't bad, sure.
No, it's fun food. It's overpriced, but like...
All the rides feel like you're going to die.
I'm never getting on one of those. They aren't built for me.
Well, not only that, they're built by fucking like...
Carnies.
Yeah, I was fucking hungover and methed out for a week and a half on the drive here.
I'm on the run.
But sure.
From the law.
Pretty sure I attached all those nuts and bolts, right? Like, are you kidding?
You literally do... they literally assemble them, and they're like, good luck, kids.
Yeah, like, remember the zipper?
Yep.
Like, it was a fucking like... death cage,
the cart
that
cage,
spun
yeah.
around as
and
it went upside down and
up
like,
in an oval. Yeah,
yeah, like yeah.
No, that looks so horrifying. The fucking chain link swings,
the rotor.
Yeah, I was like, dude, those swings are old and rusty.
I did ride those a lot. I like the one at Geauga Lake though, because that one goes like way high,
and that one's also like I feel like legit
for sure. Though I'm like, there's like I'm fucking like, engineers that built this, not some yeah. dude that's like give you $5,000.
I got
for it.
Chains from my truck. I can get
yeah.
Rope is just as strong.
I hate fairs though. I don't know.
It is a weird aesthetic. Like, and we went like during the day before like kind of the crowds.
Cause, Summit County's fair was this week.
Yeah.
And fucking the traffic from that alone makes me want to fucking just firebomb the whole place.
I love the cool lane they built there.
Oh God, it's a 2-lane road. And they're like, yeah, use the double yellow. I'm
it'll
like,
it'll be 3.
Fucking yeah. fuck.
That's left turn line there.
Newlywed dies trying to get to the Into the Wild bus.
Wow. I mean, don't do it. You saw
those,
what happened
must have
to
ate
him.
Those berries.
Yeah. I mean, could, or, yeah. Anything
no,
could
I,
happen.
I have no idea. Maybe he probably fucking, like, scratched himself and then, like, didn't get, like, a tetanus shot or something like
yep.
that.
Died of dysentery.
Let's see. What other news do I
Dune
have?
Dune wrapped its production.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. What's that called? Not the primary, but the principal footage?
Principal footage is complete.
That's awesome. So, now they're going through and making all the cool Dune worms.
All the sweet ADR sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You see any other cool trailers or anything else?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hap into weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, I watched something that you recommended me.
Radical.
Oats.
Oats, Volume 1.
Yeah. It's called, is it just Oats, Volume 1, or is it something
else? Oats Studios is
Oats
like
Studios,
his...
yeah. I enjoyed it. It felt like a lot of stories with no endings, though, which sucked.
For sure.
And,
they're all Volume 1 of their own thing.
Oh.
So Firebase is the first part of a 3-part
so
story.
Firebase, the River God one.
That's Firebase.
Okay, incredible.
My favorite one.
That was tight.
Yep. Zygote, it's not over. Like, she's still running. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
that makes
yeah.
way more sense. But yeah, it was neat.
So if that was your...
I would like it to be more like, hey, if they're all out, Paul, you should check them out now. Because I'm like, damn, like, that. Those all looked cool. The one I liked a lot that was like... That was the giant
medieval.
The
yeah,
medieval
I told
one.
You that you dig the medieval one.
But I thought like it was like a one, and I don't understand
one
any
minute.
Of the commercials.
It's just weird.
Why is the hair always there?
I don't know.
Why am I watching him eat hair?
I don't know.
But I'm like sitting there eating fucking like McDonald's, and these dudes like yeah. It's like why would you wish this upon anyone?
Oh, it's awesome. I think it's meant to be fucking like complete cringe.
Yeah, but it's cringe with no point though.
No.
So that kind
well,
of
it's the same as that commercial.
What
you've
mean?
Seen those infomercials that are cringy and no point.
Well, but like the fact that things are happening, like, oh, here's all these veggies, and it turns into like a sludge pile of meat and brains.
I also think like he might have just been like, hey, guys, make some weird infomercials.
Okay.
Because he has his team working on this stuff to then like hopefully get a production.
The one where he cuts his hand off, which I've seen before. There's a couple of those that me and you have watched together when I used to live with you. And like the one where he cuts his hand off makes perfect sense. All the other ones are just like batshit fucking off the wall.
That one's fun. The other two seem tacked on comparatively.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy that, but all in all, I gave it like a 7. It was cool.
Yeah. I mean, you're not as huge of a sci-fi fan as I am.
I am. I just like explanation and all that type of stuff. I don't need to see some fucking, oh, this kind of reminds me of fucking... Blade Runner. I love it.
Wait,
let
what
me
you,
cream
what?
My pants. Like, you just need a cool background, and you're like, it's the best sci-fi.
No, because I watched a bunch of shitty sci-fi.
What?
Alita.
I liked Alita.
I know you did.
I really enjoyed
it's
Alita.
It's built for you.
It's fucking tight. Minus the love story.
Yeah, no, minus every actor.
No, I didn't mind it.
Oh, God.
Christoph Waltz.
Her face looked like shit.
I didn't mind, and I didn't watch this on the Fire Stick. I actually rented the Blu-ray.
Yeah, even Courtney was like, God, that CGI sucks ass. I was like, I know.
I did not mind it at
Everything
all.
Everything else was great CGI.
And it might have been because we just watched the fucking Oates Studio thing, because there's a lot of CGI that looked like trash in that.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, full-on CGI scenes.
But I just watched that last night.
But there's like, full-on CGI scenes in that looked like crap comparatively to, like, Ganso.
Oh, yeah, I mean... Yeah, comparatively, like it's like rendering, a crew of like six versus right, like a whole production.
But the rendering, I'm saying, like, wasn't that great, but I still enjoyed it because it was cool. Like, there was the scientists that are always doing like, yeah, he's not going to make it out of this.
Oh, yeah, just the fully animated
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and it was fully, yeah, there was a couple of fully animated ones in there. Some of them looked better than others, but the scientist ones was definitely not good
I loved
rendering.
The action in Alita.
Dude, like, that shit was rad. Fucking murder ball or whatever the fuck, cool as hell.
That's fun.
There's a lot of tight shit. That fucking, the samurai dude that was fucking from Deadpool.
The pretty boy, yeah.
Yeah, he was the dude in Deadpool. I can't remember his name, but Deadpool keeps saying his name to him, and he hates him for that.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
From the original Deadpool? Mm-mm. He's a scientist that turns him into Weapon X, basically.
Oh, the cocky guy.
And
he
Ryan Reynolds keeps saying that guy's actual name.
Okay.
Do you remember? Yeah,
I remember the scenes now where he's being like
joke.
Tortured on.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he plays that assassin dude in Alita. That was so sick. He looked so fucking rad.
Oh, everyone looked awesome except her.
The boy
her
was
body
like,
looked dope. Everything about it besides that face, I think, looked gorgeous.
I didn't mind it, and I think it was supposed to be reminiscent of the anime in
it
that
is,
sense.
She has big old eyes in the anime.
I thought that was kind of a neat take on
and
it.
And then fucking that ending was very like, I hope we make money.
Oh yeah,
because I
sure.
was like looking at the runtime and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna get to see nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get nothing out
See,
of it.
See, it's so funny. I was watching. I was like, dude, Tony's going to cream his little fucking pants off when he sees this background and all this.
Oh,
cool.
No. The city, the fucking future.
It's such a well-based, like, it's a very lived-in sci-fi.
Dope-ass fucking moon fighting.
Right.
Super dope.
It's, but, like, it's a very lived-in feeling. It doesn't feel new. It feels
no,
old
it's good
and weathered.
Junky,
yeah, and you like that type of
I
shit.
Know.
And it's, like, steampunk.
It is.
It's everything that you fucking jerk off to.
Yeah, it is. I just don't care about any of the acting and the story and the love. And
see, I didn't give a... Well, I could care less about the love story. I was, like, weak.
His exposition for what happened in the past, cool.
Yeah. And all that type of stuff was awesome. Like,
I still give it an 8 out of 10.
That's okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter about the story. You're like, cool shit. I'm cool
no,
with it.
No, 8 out of 10 means there's 2 whole points it could have got. All right, 7.9.
Oh, damn. It's a 0.1 down.
Yeah.
I give the Alita probably like an 8.5. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, there is hard cheese in it.
Hard cheese.
But that movie looks.
He knew her for what, 9 days?
That thing looks incredible.
Oh, yeah. I agree completely.
All the fight scenes are tight.
I love how Nova like takes over like people and talks.
Fucking
like that's cool.
Rorschach, I can't remember his name. He's a three name.
What? The guy who played Rorschach is in that?
Yeah, he's the giant fucking dude.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jackie O'Hurley?
Yeah,
Jackie,
I didn't know that
Jackie
was the
Earl
big
Haley.
Monster.
Jackie Earl Haley. Yeah, it's his face.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just his face reminded me so much of the fucking friend from, God damn it, Ready Player One.
Hmm.
That big, dumb fucking...
Oh, yeah.
He
similar,
had a very similar face.
With the shape of the head, I
it's like Cro-Magnon Man Robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was fucking sick. All the fucking...
All his upgrades were badass.
The
like,
hunters were so rad.
I loved how, like, you... I loved a world where you could get cut from fucking torso down and be fine.
Shit, you could have a brain and that's it.
Yeah.
I wish you would have learned more about the Mars people.
I wish I learned more about the Mars people, the technology behind her ancient ways mm-hmm. and shit.
But I still loved it. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great too, except for certain things.
Yeah, same here.
If you could take that budget, which was like $140 million,
easy,
and add it to a Matrix level rated R, holy piss pants.
If they would have made it R, then yeah.
Holy piss
pants. It could have been a lot gorier.
And it could have been because it also is based off gorier material, but she did use a fuck your mercy. Like, that was cool.
That was a tight part. And breaking off her own hand inside of Jackie Earle Haley's face.
She's like, I don't need it.
That was so... When she fights one-handed, it's just like in a torso. I was like, this is the tightest shit.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like, that was so
and
sick.
And there was really cool tech for like... I mean, everyone had no arms mm-hmm. in that film.
No.
It was an armless society. Mm-hmm. There was a point in everyone's lives where they were like, I'd rather just not have it.
Or it's just like, man, we can't keep fucking not sticking our arms into blades.
I've just been putting it into these machines every day. And one day, one arm ripped off. The other day, another arm ripped off. Oh, my dick. Don't worry. I got a fucking tin can where I can put on. Dr. Ito will help me. The fact that he was a meat bag and he was an assassin, I was like, that hammer ain't
one thing
do
that
nothing.
Yeah, that hammer was cool though.
It was very cool in the right hands.
In Alita's hands.
He was like, watch out!
I will say that fucking Christoph Waltz, like, I was like, meh, I didn't really care for him in
That's
this.
What I mean. Like, him and Jennifer Connelly are both Academy Award winners. And they were both like, hey, we're here.
Yeah, I was like, man, the kids are trying to act better than, like, they're giving it more than these people.
And was Alita a girl? That's been CGI'd over? A real actress?
Yeah.
Okay. She is a young, actress mm-hmm. that did that.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't remember her name.
Not just a voice of...
No, I don't remember what she's been in, but, like, she has been in some stuff, but not anything like...
Yeah.
Holy shit, I remember her from this.
All right. Well, we just reviewed Alita.
Yeah.
It's a blast, though.
It is.
Yeah. It gives me a Ready Player One vibe with more good.
Than Ready Player One?
Yeah. Like, more good in terms of the culture and the fucking world they created. Ready Player One was sort of just like it's a jizz pop on everyone.
Definitely.
Versus this was like a sick sort of world.
And you bought Ready Player One.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shazam. I rented that again.
This guy's a funny guy.
I wanted Josie to watch it. And there were still parts where I laughed at it and stuff like that. But she was like, man, I hated that like all of them became spoilers.
Different.
Shazam at the end, and she's like, that's so lame. He's like, right when the dude was like, all my brothers and sisters have died, she's like, well, I bet his fucking brothers and sisters are gonna be. I was like, damn, I didn't even catch that, girl. I was like, good for you.
I bet they're gonna turn into different colors.
Yeah, and I still like the kid from It. He was great and stuff, and I enjoyed the little kid's performance, the teenager of Billy Batson. I liked him a lot more this time around. Shazam himself, though, Captain Marvel, as some would call him, mm-hmm. Kind of felt frat boy to me.
Well, he's a young kid trying to be cool.
But in the second watch, I was like, he feels more like a frat boy than Billy Batson. I think there's like a definite separation between those two characters. It doesn't feel like Billy Batson became Shazam and like he's inside him still.
Billy Batson became a frat boy.
It almost feels like that Shazam's just like a different ego
Shazam
altogether.
Made him a cock.
It's almost like the mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, to where, like, it's Jim Carrey, but, like, a completely different version of him.
Yeah.
But, like, this doesn't feel like there's any type of Billy Batson in him really at all.
He was a little skittish at first, wasn't he?
Skittish, but also, like, he was, like, more, like, he had more heart and, like, fuck you attitude to him. He wasn't, like, that fun, love everything, like, let's have a good time type of kid. He's like, I literally, like, fuck over cops to try to find my mom.
Oh, yeah, 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 because he was just this, like, bratty little fucking asshole.
Yeah, like, fucking, like, almost like broody.
I don't want anything to do with none of you pieces
of
shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm just going to get another family and run away, too. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. Like, yeah I can't wait till I'm 18 so I can take care of myself. I basically already am. None of that was, like, translated into the character of Shazam. Which I felt was weird. It's almost like they cast Shazam. They're like, well, you kind of look like him.
Could you imagine a bitchy Shazam? Leave me alone. I don't want to talk. Boom. And throw someone through a wall.
Then make Billy Batson a little more likable as a kid.
Hey.
And then more like Shazam,
kid.
You know?
You heard it here, kid. Mm. You did the role pretty shitty.
No, but I liked his version of Billy Batson. I just didn't really like Shazam as much is what I'm saying.
And that guy's pretty popular.
He's funny. Yeah. Zach something or other. Yeah. But yeah, this time around, I'd probably give like Shazam like a 7.
Cool. Cool.
Seven
cool,
deep
cool.
impacts.
I saw Hellboy.
Ah, I haven't finished it still.
Yeah. There is a scene in Hellboy that is one of my favorite fucking, like, fantasy scenes.
Is it the Giants?
The Giants are dope as fuck. That's scene number two best.
I was about to say, when he drops the fucking head onto the sword.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that was hard.
When he picks a stick up and fucking spears it. The fucking...
Have I not seen the scene, you think?
I don't know. There's a scene where hell comes to life.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
Tight?
The tightest.
What do you give the movie altogether?
Demonic. The creatures are so dope.
I will watch it.
I wish there was 50 minutes of that scene. It's only like 1 minute.
So, but like...
God!
That being said...
Oh, convoluted beginning.
Yes.
I liked his take on
around
Hellboy.
A lot.
Yeah, goddamn, if they weren't like wobbling around and like the director was like, no, try this now. We're going this way.
Yeah.
We're going this way, guys! I'm like, why?
There's like 9 stories like culminating into one. I'm like, I don't feel like this has to be
like,
this
who
confusing.
Is this young girl?
Yeah.
Fuck. Are we doing with her?
Yeah, like I'm like, okay, she said, do they know each other?
And
I think they
she's
do.
She's punching spirits out of their face. Okay, right. I was like, and he's a cheetah? Like, it's very confusing, and there's a lot that I don't care about in the movie. What is it? David Harbour, I think his name is? Did a good Hellboy, though. Like, he's fucking funny in certain parts. Like,
yeah.
He makes good...
Cheese as well in some parts.
I don't mind the cheese so much, because I think he is sort of a fucking, like, idiot.
I think
like he's been called a moron a bunch in the movies.
I bet the stuff like that you laughed at out loud was probably his.
Yeah,
and then the stuff that like I felt was cheese was probably someone be like, try this line because they saw it in their head and thought it was a good idea.
Because he has very good comedic timing. He has a funny way of like
definitely
responding.
And there's times
something's...
when he says stuff and I'm like, that's not him.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
and there's a one liner where he's like, don't lose your head. And I'm like, you just threw a head.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, bro.
You threw a head.
Don't do that.
Don't lose your head.
Don't do that to me.
I get it.
Yeah.
The end is so fucking crazy.
All right, well, I'll finish it. What do you give it? There's got to be a high rewatchability just because of the parts that you love so much.
Oh, those two parts are so fucking crazy awesome.
When I saw the giant fight, I was like, wow.
And the thing proceeding up to the giant fight when they're like betrayal with the fucking spears. I was like, good lord.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I've never seen someone get piked so much.
Piked.
like 8. Solid
wow,
8.
Wow, right on.
Cool. I mean, it was more enjoyable than I thought it would be going in with low expectations. And no one liked it. And
no.
It did horrific.
Yeah, they're not making another
horrific
one. That thing was in theaters for I think a day.
God damn, like they were like 12 million on the weekend. That's about it, call it.
Yeah. And Hellboy was dead at 8:58 Sunday.
Son of a bitch. Well, it'll take us a week to get it out of the theater. What's it matter?
Yeah, fuck it. Can we put this on Blu-ray any quicker?
God, it's I think a fucking Endgame is out in like 3 days on digital.
That's wild, because I heard Endgame was the first thing coming to... Wait, maybe it's Captain Marvel to Disney Plus, so I didn't think it was coming out till like, November.
I thought I saw something about it on digital, like, soon.
That'd be tight, because Josie really needs to see that fucking movie, because it keeps getting spoiled through radio and Spider-Man ads and everything else.
Josie!
Like, she literally, like, knows, like, the Captain America point. She knows the fucking Iron Man point. No, not that. I've been trying to be like... She's like, how sore? I'm like, just don't worry about it. We'll watch it when it comes out.
It's going to be fine. Just... Well,
there's a rip on fucking on the Fire Stick that I found that looks terrible.
God.
One has people getting up in the middle of it.
Oh, that's fun. That's
the cam
fun.
Version of it.
I love when people put it somewhere that makes like the rustling, like the.
Yeah.
I can hear your breath on your shirt.
And what sucks even more is that like the camera for some reason has this weird like the dude didn't clean the outside lens.
Oh.
So there's like this weird fuzz to everyone. Like Hawkeye at the beginning standing there with his daughter.
Yeah.
And he's about like 3 feet longer than he should be just because of this weird radiant fuzz
Jesus.
Of himself coming off of himself.
That's not even worth anyone's time.
No, I was like, we were watching. I was like, we shouldn't be watching this.
Why would we post this?
I was like, this isn't like, you're not going to be able to see anything tight.
Yeah.
when the fast stuff starts happening in high definition, it's hard to tell what's happening.
No, I think that's a waste of everyone's time.
I watched a lot of the Bob Lazar.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild. I'll give you that.
It's pretty wild.
I do not like the documentarian that much.
I don't remember it enough to remember that.
So, like, he has this thing where he'll, like, call the people and sit at his kitchen table.
Oh, the hipster-looking guy.
Yeah, but, okay, this is what kills me, is that dude definitely got a haircut, like, the day before he did that, right?
Yeah.
And, like, he has the very, like, sharp line, kind of like the haircut that you and I get. And then he has it combed over, but in the back, the straight up alfalfa sticking fucking shit. Like, I was like, bro, you got two cameras on you, and you saw yourself with that dumbass fucking cowlick.
No one's calling that out.
And I was like, that dumbass cowlick, and you fucking just chose to keep, like, you made sure you look good, you scooted in enough so your belly tucked underneath the table.
Yep.
I can see the conscious shots, and I was like, but you couldn't fix your fucking hair.
So you're really mad at the documentarian for an alfalfa spike.
Not mad. That just bothered me, like, aesthetically.
Okay.
I'm more angry about,
what,
like,
about the Lazar story?
I'm more angry about the weird, dumb shit that he puts in there that's, like, a deep voice talking in fucking riddles.
Yeah.
With, like, fucking, like, 90s music video backgrounds happening.
Needs to do is add anything to Bob Lazar's
story.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, why?
It's already insane.
Like, why are you adding this, like, fucking little vignettes that you think are cool because you're from that time? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Just fucking tell that dude's story. Because when he's interviewing Bob, it's really interesting. I like hearing that dude's discussions with Bob. I like to hear him talk. But the other added bullshit, I was just like, dude, like...
Dude, Bob is...
Check it at the fucking door.
So wild.
Stop trying to be, like, the artist and just give me the fucking product.
So you're in. You believe it. Damn right.
Pretty sure Bob Lazar is crazy.
Bob Lazar's not crazy. He knew of stuff before it was invented.
I don't know. I don't know.
You haven't finished it.
Yeah, but still, I got a weird vibe from him. I think he's just, like, autistic.
Because he's a creepy... Not autistic. He's, like, 2 degrees.
Doesn't mean he's not autistic.
I'm just saying you're kind of on the spectrum, too.
Doubt it.
Well...
I'm way not smart enough to be on the spectrum.
Smart enough?
Yeah.
Doesn't...
They're, like, geniuses.
Yeah, but, like, Phoenix Rising or whatever, Mercury Rising, was not a sociable guy.
He wasn't, and I'm very sociable.
Okay.
But he was a genius, and I'm not. There you go. Not on the spectrum.
Just saying that Bob Lazar is also very sociable.
He's decently sociable.
He's a nerdy old guy.
But he's like, yeah, I can't talk about that. It's like, oh, the most interesting part, Bob? Really? We're all right here. You got our fucking eyeballs.
They'll get him.
They're not going to get him.
Oh, they've already messed his life up twice with the FBI raids.
They raided him a couple
times.
Ruined
his business.
Yeah. He bounced back.
Really?
Yeah, he's in the desert somewhere doing some shit. I don't
know. He's working on more physics.
Yeah, there you go. Physics ain't going nowhere. Can't take that away from him.
Can't take away my knowledge, man.
I give it like a 6 right now, but it might be higher. Who knows?
If you could watch a film to completion, that'd be like an I can't read task I want for you.
Dude,
are you a completionist? No.
The fucking
You're a watcher, though.
Oates saw the whole thing.
All of it. All just Hellboy, hour and 28 minutes.
Just Hellboy and fucking Bob Lazar.
Just half of your stuff.
Bob Lazar, though, I was like fucking falling asleep to. Like,
you
I was just,
always fall asleep
it's
too.
It's a tiring fucking
Do you
documentary.
You only turn stuff on at $11.99.
Sometimes, yeah, $11.99. Wow,
$59.
Jesus.
Whatever.
No, I was actually watching Bob Lazar during the day, and I just still passed out. Shit, like, lulled me to sleep.
You put the recliner up hard, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a little blanky
or
sometimes.
Or I'm just like laying in bed.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm on my pillows where I sleep every night.
Yep.
It smells like me. Snuggles.
Right in there. What else you see?
Fucking jackass.
Oh.
On vacation, I saw 2 movies, but it was with commercials, and I kind of fell asleep during them.
Ah, the old Paul watch.
The original Total Recall and 30 Days of Night.
Well, both you've seen plenty of times.
And both get like, I mean, 30 Days of Night gets like a 9.5. Like,
What's wrong with it? Yeah, what's the 0.5 that you're
10?
Not giving it? Yeah, I think that movie deserves a 10.
No God.
Yeah.
God. Dude, it's perfect.
No God.
And Total Recall is totally hard to watch.
It's a fun movie.
It's... Dude, groping the triple tits and the midget trying to suck the mutant's dick.
It's
and, like,
weird.
Everyone's eyes are popping out.
It's weird.
Fucking,
it's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild watch, dude. Courtney was just like, I don't even understand what the fuck this is. I'm like, they're on Mars. That's why their eyeballs and skin are bubbling.
Yeah, there's no, don't worry.
Duh.
You're not supposed to understand.
On Mars, you bubble and get eyeball. And then, like,
no,
when
it's
you
the
get
atmosphere.
Oxygen, yeah, it, of Mars. But
right.
Then when you get oxygen, it cools all your shit
yeah.
back down
yeah,
and your head
good.
Doesn't explode.
You're good.
And you wake back up and roll over and go, glad we made it.
Yeah. Your veins just bubble a little bit. And
yeah.
if you catch it before your eyeballs come out of your skull, they just go right back together.
If your eyeballs don't explode,
you'll be fine.
They didn't explode.
Jesus.
Even though they're 4 times their size.
What do you give?
It's like a 7. It's fun, but not like, wouldn't want to watch it as much as like T2 or Aliens.
Did you like the new Total Recall?
I did.
Ooh, Josie would fucking.
I know.
Somewhere she's like, I'm going to kick him in the nuts when he comes up the
stairs. Yeah, but like, she's also super
she's a purist.
Biased.
She's a purist.
Super biased.
She's a purist of Arnold.
Yes.
For sure.
And Arnold was fantastic in it, dude. His fight with Sharon Stone, so badass, dude. He's fucking getting a gun kicked out.
Yeah, tactical.
It was also old Arnie. He's not doing a ton of lines in that film.
Oh, God, no.
His exposition to himself when he's like, if you're sitting here now, you probably have a towel on your head. Like, it's have talking you, to him, like, pulling the shit out of his nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you, when was the last time you saw Conan?
Dude, that one's almost indecipherable.
Okay, so you should watch that and see how many times they don't show that motherfucker's face while he talks.
Whoa, because they needed to, like, yo, try it again.
Not even that. They were like, fuck it, we'll just do it in post. And when he's, like, when they're showing him walk with his buddy from behind, we'll give that exposition. It's wild.
Because he couldn't do it live
he
in the scene.
He couldn't do anything, barely.
No. He was just a monster.
But, dude, he is so into being Conan.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it in his face. Like, he is acting his ass off.
He loves Conan.
Oh, my
God. Like, that's one of his favorite things.
Conan, like, I don't know, man. Fucking that movie. I watched it for, like, the first time all the way through. I've caught bits and pieces of it. Josie likes that movie a lot. But I was like, holy shit. This is, like, a gem.
Yeah.
Because it's so bad.
Oh, yeah. There's another Hercules Goes to New York.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Is like taking snakes and making them arrows. You remember that shit? He's got like bangs. Shit is wild.
It is wild. And there's that really tall dude that hangs with him.
Yeah.
He's like a monster. He's like 8 foot.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Definitely played one of the fucking giants in Game of Thrones. Had those weird giant fucking noses that like bend out and stuff. It's like
he
four noses
like Xerxes,
together.
Yeah. There's a movie called Hercules Goes to New York, and it's literally about this like nerdy dude in New York who like runs into Arnold at a baseball field, and it's got like porno music playing, and he's just like, hey there guy, like you look like you're the strongest on the team, and he's like, I do the con, and he's
was
like,
he a baseball player?
No, he was just on a baseball like field, and then like these guys come up to him and they're like, hey, we're throwing these rocks, but you can't do it, big boy.
And then he tosses
the
boulder.
I'll throw it. And like it throws it into like the atmosphere.
The space.
And the nerd's like, whoa.
Have you seen this?
There's clips on YouTube. It's so bad. It's 70s. Like
I watched
it's bad.
Under the Silver Lake.
Mm.
Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
The noir story about like him meeting a girl and then she just disappears and he tries to find her.
Okay.
This movie is so batshit wild nuts. Like
batshit wild nuts.
I mean, that's like it's hard not to like. Just it's fucking bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie, you're like, what the fuck is
in
happening?
A good way?
I really enjoyed it. It was a fucking fun experience. You don't take away anything from it.
Okay,
it's a movie about trying to find codes within codes that don't actually exist, but will lead you down something that makes you think that code is real.
Oh, which it's
is
like
why
our delusion
Bob Lazar
for patterns
is bullshit. Yeah, exactly. It's basically people being like, oh, but if you look at this, like why? Like, all right, there's one scene where he is talking to a girl and he's in a bathtub and he's like, have you ever? He's like, I started doing this thing about how Vanna White, which way she looks. There has to be some type of code, something that us simpleton people don't understand. It's only for this rich, like elite people, and it's there for them to know so they can go to the spot to meet up. Or he's like, there has to be something there. There's always something more. He's like, you think media is just media?
Yeah.
And it's just made to be made, and that's it? There has to be something like beneath that. So he goes on this like fucking adventure and like finds all these wild codes and finds all this wild shit too that like from them. It's fucking crazy. I highly recommend it. I give it like a 9. I loved it.
Yeah, but is it enjoyable?
Yeah, highly.
Is it new?
Yeah, it came out last year. It just hit, I think.
What's
it's on,
it called?
Under the Silver Lake.
And what's it on?
One of them. I think it may be Prime.
Okay.
I think it's Prime.
Okay. I wrote it down.
I really enjoyed it, and I think you'll like it too. But like I said, it's a movie about codes. It's about seeing things and perceiving that they mean something more than they actually do.
Yeah.
But even if you like go down a path, you'll probably find an outcome.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's the one that you want.
Okay.
It's a wild fucking movie.
All right. I wrote it down. I'm going to check
wild
it out.
Wild batshit nuts. What else do you see?
I also watched a boring documentary called Chernobyl Megadome. And it's about the dome that they slid over the Chernobyl sarcophagus that they had built.
Okay.
So they built the sarcophagus over the reactor made of like sheet metal and twigs. Essentially, Russia will put it up and like it's already like falling to pieces. They're like, dude, if the roof of this fucking sarcophagus falls on the fucker, it'll just be just as bad. So they built a fucking megadome that slid over the entire building and then locked in place. And inside of the megadome is a crane system that's going to peel apart the old sarcophagus and like put all the parts on the ground for them to like extract at a later date. And so now there's a megadome that has a 100-year half-life that is installed over Chernobyl, but they're about to expose the reactor even more so than it was by ripping off the old building top and then trying to... they haven't figured it out. They're literally like, science hasn't figured this out yet, but then how do we reseal the core after we've removed all the debris and bullshit from the sarcophagus? It's like...
Russia's going to kill us.
It's honestly like, oh, and I found out that that nuclear reactor that we saw, that motherfucker has been like sued and fined like 20 times in its lifetime. They were supposed to decommission it like last year, and they're like, nah, we're going for another 8.
All right, and we're back.
Yeah. Nothing actually happened from your point of view.
Not at all. I watched The Boys.
Oh, it's a superhero?
Yeah, the new Amazon. Yeah. Oh, my God. That first episode is fucking mind-blowing. It reminds me so much of Watchmen and the fact of, like, let's exploit the fucking horrible thing that if, like, people were actually had superpowers type deal.
Yeah.
And it's fucking rad. I've only watched the, like, 1.5 episodes. Amazing. Yeah.
It's a incredible. Good show?
It's incredible.
Violent?
Dude. There's a scene where they show a guy running really fast and he runs through a person.
Cool.
And they show it in ultra slow motion. Like, you see, like, jaw bones.
Multiple jaws, Jesus.
Yeah, no, like, it's, like, split.
Awesome.
Yeah, and later on he says that, like, man, I ran through that bitch so hard, I swallowed her molar. And they're like, that's gross, and they start laughing about it.
Okay.
Like, it's wild, dude. It's good. You're gonna love it.
Okay.
You're gonna love it.
The Boys. No, I've been meaning to watch it.
It just came out Friday.
Cool.
So I just started watching it last night, and like I said, I got about an episode and a half. Right now, I give it like a 9.
Okay.
That's the last thing I saw.
Last thing I saw was a documentary called The Great Hack. And it's about how much...
Hacky sack? That'd be awesome.
Well, no, it's not about the greatest sack of all time.
That'd be amazing.
1 million sack hits.
It's not what we call it.
Oh, it's
the
not
greatest sack of all time.
Getting hit sacked?
Yeah, fucking. Oh, dude, you see that dude can sack like a motherfucker.
You've been sacked.
No, that's a football
sack
term.
Attack, and you throw it at him.
Yeah, that's a red dot.
It's about the fucking email scandal and all that shit about people's like
Hey, this is Apple, and fucking we need your social security number because your shit's been hacked.
And pretty much like all the voter data that they did it in fucking that fucking show.
The Big Short. Oh, motherfucking.
About that nerd who fucking takes user data and different data points and then creates fucking voter profiles. Like,
yeah.
Was put that these House ads of in cards? This state. House of Cards, yeah.
Okay, I was like,
but that, he was like one guy who was like a hacker.
Yeah.
This is about a fucking company in England who did it with like billions of people's data, and they worked for the Brexit fucking campaign for Europe leaving the EU, or England leaving the EU. Mm. Then they worked for Trump's campaign. Before that, they worked in like other countries, and they would actually sway fucking like political, like entire victories. Like, they were on the side of this one political team, call them the Democrats. The Republicans had a bunch of kids that were on the fence about voting, and so they infected that area with ads about don't vote, be a revolutionary, like kids don't need to vote, like you need to be free and be yourself. So they influenced the Republican kids in that town not to give a fuck about voting. Meanwhile, the kids on the other side of the aisle where they worked for were not shown any of this like anti-voting fucking like rhetoric.
Wow.
And so they came out to the polls, and then their candidate won because they went to the other candidate infected them. It's wild. It's all about like how there's like something like 5,000 points of data on every voter in the country in these companies, like built into these companies like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and like also all your voting polls, anything you've answered. It's fucking crazy.
Do you think that you should get off social media so they can't profile you?
I'm not. God, it's at this point, like, what are you gonna do? I'm less social and less of a human than I've ever been in my life. Like, I'm like if I was looking at me, I'd go, well, he's nearly dead.
I mean, honestly,
like, what does he do?
It's not bad.
No, I'm not
to not have a presence.
Dissing myself.
No, I'm saying to not have like a presence in that. Like, dude, it honestly feels very freeing.
I'd say the biggest thing that I rock the Facebook for still is certain birthdays. But then I've been thinking to myself, if I took an hour and went through all the birthdays.
Yep, calendared it.
And calendared them. That would solve that.
October 15th. There you go. That's all you need to know.
Oh, you don't remember mine. I'll write yours as the 18th.
July 12th. Was it? Is
no,
that
it's the 13th.
No, it's the 12th, right?
Well, you thought it was the 13th, apparently.
No, I didn't. I didn't know it was your birthday, honestly. I knew it was in July.
But you didn't follow your own advice. You didn't write down my birthday in your calendar.
No, I didn't think about that until you just said it.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bango.
Yeah.
Bungo. But I did that with like my parents before because like my dad doesn't have a fucking like all my siblings. So I'm like, why don't I just do it with like the 12 friends I still write happy birthday for?
There you go.
I don't post anything.
I know.
I barely like anything.
Don't even post our fucking show.
Don't do anything. Oh my God.
What, so
you're not a fan or you're not a proponent for social media, but you want
well,
me
if you
to
got
be.
It. Yeah, if you got, no, if you got it, I'm saying
barely
use
got
it, boy.
It. Barely
use
got
it, boy.
Well, I just watched The Great Hack, so I don't really want to promote anything.
All right, well, then fucking get off there, bro.
I will.
You better.
I'm gonna.
You better.
No point to it.
What do you give The Big Hack?
Like 7 out of 10.
Big 7. All right. What's happened, Testa Tony? You watched Dante's Peak.
Dude,
I'm not gonna lie.
Pierce Brosnan, what a hunk!
Not only that, you got fucking Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, she's with her family, her little daughter, and the little boy I don't like.
Yeah, he's not the
little
great.
Girl, adorable.
Yeah, she was actually pretty good. I love this movie.
It's wonderful.
It's lava so much dude. Better than fucking Volcano. It's crazy.
Lava tires.
Yeah,
get out of my face with dead fish. Acid water.
Dude,
get out of my face.
The grandma just pulling in the boat. Like, yeah, I'll die. Whatever.
Don't worry. There's literally a scene in Volcano where a dude jumps in lava and throws a body.
That one sucked though because
it's like the same kind of scene though
for sure. But at the same time, not really. This one was way more heartfelt.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's dying.
Yeah. Well, not only that, she's fucking pulling the boat of her family, and this dude's like, I'm a train conductor, and this is what I have to give. It's like, fuck off.
Dude, I bet it would probably smell in that lake.
Yeah. Like dead fish and fucking, like, sulfur, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Farts and
egg
fish.
Farts. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
That is terrible.
Gross fear factor.
But yeah, no, I highly enjoyed this movie. If
it's
you
awesome.
Don't know, Dante's Peak is basically like Mount St. Helen.
It is.
And
yeah. Beautiful scenic town.
It is really. And then Pierce Brosnan gets called in there. They're like, just do your job, Pierce. And he doesn't. They're like, don't do your job, Pierce.
Hey, there's a fair next week. Fuck off.
Yeah. Like it turns into Jaws. Like, we can't shut this fucking
exactly.
town down.
And he's like, do it now.
Yeah. Fucking. And yeah, it's I still love it. It's so fucking 90s radness too. Like it's
yeah.
so nostalgic. I remember watching this movie a lot, and there is shit that you're like, no way would that ever happen.
Or the EPA has to hire a fucking private helicopter, and he raised his rates again, that son of a bitch.
I just like that they made that a point in the movie. Like, I wonder who got fucked over as the writer that was like, man, I fucking hate helicopter pilots. They're always price gouging when you need them and shit. It's like, who came from that?
Like, they talk about price gouging helicopter pilots like 4 times.
At least.
And then there's literally people being like, take my stack of money. Let's go.
Yeah. That blew my mind, though. I was like, man, someone fucking hates helicopter pilots.
They hated helicopter
pilots. They made it a point
drivers.
To really let you know that, like, if you're in need for a helicopter pilot, they will fuck you over.
Yep, that, and they really hate kids messing around in the old mines.
Yeah, for sure.
She's like, it's a constant nuisance.
I mean, but that was more, felt like more of a setup for the end.
Oh,
like,
no, it's literally
where,
just,
like, I can't believe you gotta get out of the mine. The mine will save us.
Where's he gonna drive to, though?
Yeah.
Wherever
into the mine.
Yeah, he can duck down and drive in there.
Yeah, but this movie was
that was also a claustrophobic ending.
That was horrific. Him in that fucking truck with the whole thing collapsing around him. Oh, my God.
I always thought the rock sounded horrifying.
Yeah, the lava tires, though, that's scary as fuck. I'm like, dude, could you imagine being burned alive inside a metal truck?
No. Because you'd cook, yeah.
You'd cook before, yeah, you would actually burn.
Yeah. You'd be rolling around trying to not touch the surfaces.
And then die.
Yep. Eventually be so burnt you just like fell over and lit on fire.
Yeah, and I'm like, now say you run through lava in a car. Obviously the tires popped. I wonder how they did that scene.
That's a weird looking thing.
Because that shit is legit on fire, because there wasn't as much like CGI effect that they could do. There was like a lot of actual lava footage, it seemed like.
It looked like some good lava.
Yeah, so like I'm wondering like how did they get that scene done.
I feel like they would have to put those fucking tires on like almost like a fucking like pulley treadmill system from afar and just keep them spinning as the actual truck started to burn up and fucking.
Do you think it was actual lava?
It could have been actual lava, but it's not like they were like, all right, put a robot in the truck and drive it, because the truck, I think, would have stopped and died immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like they had to, like, pull it along and make it
for sure
look that way. But it feels like that was real lava. It looked like it was really burning the living shit
crazy.
Out of
There's
it.
Like some really cinematic shots in this movie. Like, it's really good. I don't know. I give it like a fucking like a solid 7.5.
I do too.
Like, it was a blast.
That's a good rating.
And I think that like rewatchability probably every few years I could definitely relive that one.
Yeah. Dante's Peak's fun.
That was, and that like started like a
oh,
big...
and piece of shit robots. Someone hates robots.
Yeah.
Those pieces of shit.
That was funny.
Everything's a piece of shit in this movie.
Somebody's job got taken by a robot for sure. Someone's dad's job. Yeah. Like, yeah, my dad worked at the fucking mill for fucking 45 years, supported my family, and then a robot took his job.
He was a helicopter pilot. Now a robot flies
the
fucker.
And the robot
and raised
upcharges.
Its rates. Yeah. It was a lot of like, is shitty, that's shitty, this is late.
Yeah. All right, let's hop into movie of the week, Harsh Times. Now, so this came out the same year as Batman Begins.
Oh, my God. What the fuck was he thinking?
Dude.
This is the lowest I've ever seen Christian Bale.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean?
In terms of what that movie movie should have been called Harsh Asshole, not Harsh Times. There was nothing harsh about the time.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit.
He was just a fucking asshole psychopath.
Yeah, sociopath.
It was more of like... He's a harsh thing to, like, deal with.
Yeah.
You deal with him, you'll probably die or be, like, miserable.
It's weird to, like, watch
it. And nothing was hard on him. He was getting breaks left and right.
Yeah, and just being a complete piece of shit about it.
It was wild.
But, like, it's he did a good job being that character.
I don't understand that character, though. He's a dude who obviously
suffers
from PTSD, grew up with, like, Spanish influence, sort of, like...
Yeah, he calls like, everybody's homes.
Like,
and,
gang, like, yeah. sort of style. Like, he was, like, probably, like, a hood, like, fucking, like, gangster.
White kid, yeah. In a very
white
Hispanic
kid
town.
In Hispanic town. So he knew fluent Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
He talked like he was, like, one of them.
Yes.
But he had this army background, which made him kind of crazy.
And also made him, like, when he talked to, like, bosses and stuff like that, he sounded like Batman.
Yeah, he was very soldier strong.
Sir, yes, sir.
Then he would be like, literally like, yo, let's go get some fucking coke and fucking weed and beer. And if a cop pulls us over, I'm shooting him. I'm like, you were just in a fucking interview with the FBI or with the Homeland
LAPD.
Security or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're a... this is
Border Patrol.
The most ridiculous... I was like, it's like I'm watching the movie Falling Down and Pursuit of Happiness all in one movie.
There was so many shots in this movie where I just felt complete anxiety.
Oh my God.
It was fucking wild. I was like, this movie's insane.
It is absolute chaos.
It's bonkers as hell. I really enjoyed it though. I was like, wow, this is really good. Like, but this is so fucked up.
I felt bad for every character he encountered.
You know what it felt like? It felt like Kids.
Yeah, well, yeah, like
the movie Kids. That's what it felt like. You're just like, this is like they're beating to death a homeless man now.
I was
like, oh, fucking,
it was unreal.
Fucking Tooley or whatever that fucking douchebag's name is just talking about fucking virgins and definitely has AIDS.
The dude who made this also made
Have you seen Kids?
Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Okay.
Tully,
that's his name. That motherfucker.
He directed Suicide Squad and End of Watch, the cop movie. This dude loves Training Day. He loves fucking gritty cop shit.
Wait, he did Training Day?
He didn't. Antoine Fuqua did that, but right. I think he did something on it.
Antoine Fuqua. Maybe. I'm not sure. That was a really harsh... I mean, that was a really spot-on fucking pronunciation.
He wrote... He fucking did the screenplay for Squat, Dark Blue, writing for Training Day. Like,
so he wrote Training Day?
I think so. David Ayer. But this dude has, like, a fucking, like, a real cop and, like, gangster boner, it seems.
Antoine Fuqua.
Yeah.
Way right.
I was right.
Wow, that's fucking wild.
I thought I was joking.
Also did The Magnificent Seven, The Equalizer.
Oh, God.
That's about it.
It was a weird role for Christian Bale.
It was, especially the fact that he was like, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Slash,
sorry, Batman Begins just had come out that year.
Yeah, and I'm a Batman slash
dude,
hombre fucking
he's
gangster
in that movie too.
He is because he's got that Batman,
yeah,
sort
Batman
of physique,
workout, yeah.
Which
he looked more jacked in this movie than he did as Batman, honestly.
Yeah, which gives well to the fact that he was an Army Ranger.
Sure, yeah, it made sense for the character.
But like, he drives around in this nice Crown Vic that he
and
got with his
drinks
army
and
money.
Smokes and gets fucked up.
He just gets fucked up every day. His friend is out of a job and totally ruins his 2 days in a row trying
because
to get a job. The dude lands a job randomly, mm-hmm. and he puts him in situations that disregard his life and safety, his wife's happiness.
Or jail.
Straight up ready to murder anyone who fucks with them. Robs people for fun. I'm like, it's such an unrealistic fucking like scrambled egg movie.
I don't think that it's unrealistic, though. I think that in that spot, in that time, that probably wasn't that frowned upon. Like in a fucking gang heavy neighborhood, if you know someone that's driving around getting fucked up and you're a cop, you're probably not going to give a fuck. Because he gets pulled over and the dude was like,
I know you from the hood, bro. What's up?
Yeah. Like they're all like hood dudes that have like gotten it. Like they keep saying like, yeah, dude got his shit together and like moved on to this. Dude got his shit together and moved on to this. But we all came from these like fucking gangbanger type mentality. I think that that's completely believable. And the fact that like it's like a murder ridden city to where it's like, okay, if you're getting like fucked up, like, hey, like just stop doing this, guys. I'll give you a pass.
I didn't like the duality of they both have really nice, innocent lives that are waiting for them.
It's almost not like their lives, but it's more so the people that like it's the women.
The women in their lives are ready to give them like a great life.
Everything.
Both of the women in the movie are like, yo, like if you come back home, like I'm here, we'll have a great life. And they're literally like, I kind of want to go get fucked up and fucking like shoot people. I'll be back.
Sorry, Holmes.
I've got to go. And like, he literally is like, I love Marta, but I want to put a fucking gun in her mouth and threaten her life.
You know what's insane is that fucking like when Mikey, his friend, like they have this big thing about like, yeah, because you're the man. You're the man.
Yeah.
Like you got to tell her to fuck off because you're the man. I was like, I don't have that in me.
No, they're high-fiving and shit.
Yeah, I don't.
As they're outside chugging beers, like, on the corner, like, fuck her, man. Come on, let's go. You're the man, dude. Tell her. I'm like, yeah, it's tough as fuck. You guys are going to drink beer and go down to Mexico. I mean, it's tough as fuck.
What do you give the movie?
Like a 6 out of 10. It's convoluted, man.
It's not convoluted at all.
It's just two stories.
How so?
It's just two stories.
It's one story.
One really stupid story.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
a stupid story.
I give it like a 7. Yeah, I give it like a. I'll give it the Dante's Peak rating.
It was
a 7.5.
It was harsh.
It was some harsh times.
And I thought it was called Harsh Crimes, and I thought he was in jail in this movie.
Yeah, it looked like he was.
Yeah, I was kind of like,
well, he was going to be at one point, but.
God, I wish he would have. Like, it would have been better for everyone in the world.
So we didn't pick any movies for next week, but I just found this one on Hulu. I Trapped the Devil. After trapping what he believes to be the devil, a man caught in a spiral of paranoia, trauma, and evil unravels when his estranged family shows up.
Trapped by the devil?
I Trapped the Devil. Does that sound interesting to you?
Sure.
It was second on the Hulu list.
I was going to say Pulp Fiction because...
we can do that as Tessa Tony.
I'll
watch Pulp Fiction.
What is that? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood just came out.
Yeah, sure.
And I really want to see that.
Reservoir Dogs. I mean, we could do whatever you want, baby boy.
Shut up.
I Trapped the Devil. All right, Tony, anything else you got happening in your life? Any more kites or puddles?
Nope. Got all the kites and puddles and boat watching out.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.